They gave us a wonderful meeting, a women's retreat a week ago, and then I got to spend a whole week with one of my good friends.
上两个礼拜，有个礼拜我去主持一个妇女的退休会，有非常好的退休会，谢谢。然后啊，我有一个礼拜多呢，跟我一个以前的同工呢啊相聚在一起，而且有很好的一个假期。
And now we are going to talk about the Holy Spirit.
今天我们的主题是圣灵。
We've been singing about him.
我们在唱圣灵。
But sometimes we get very confused in our mind on just who is the Holy Spirit.
但是有时候我们很混淆，到底谁是圣灵。
And so this morning I trust that God can give us a real, I've been praying, that he just opens our mind to the very simple truth of God's word.
所以我一直在祷告求神帮助我们，让我们很简单的很能够明了的到底神的话怎么样来告诉我们圣灵。
It's very strange how complex we can make it.
人很容易把事情弄得很复杂。
When we will just take his word.
那如果我们只就简单的啊接受他的话就简单多了。
Now, actually, Jesus didn't talk a lot about the Holy Spirit while he was here on earth.
事实上啊耶稣本身呢在地上的时候呢但事实上说他并没有谈很多关于圣灵的事情。
Because their whole desire was that he would stay on earth, that he would rule the earth, and that they would rule with him.
那基本上呢最大的一个我们的实际的就是耶稣本身要做王然后呢这一切要跟他一起来掌管。
But on the last week of his life, they gathered together in what they call the upper room.
那到最后的时候他们在这个半楼上。
And there they partook of what we call the Passover feast.
他们在用这个逾越节的晚餐的时候。
Now that feast was in remembrance of the fact that when they were in bondage in Egypt, that God brought them out safely.
所谓的逾越节的这样的一个餐呢，是一个在纪念以色列人在埃及当奴隶，然后被带出来能够得到释放的这样的一个节日。
And during that week, particularly one period of time, maybe one night, one morning, whenever, he began to talk about something else, someone else.
就在那个礼拜之间呢，有一个某一段时间呢，突然间耶稣转话题到一个另外一个话题。
He began telling them, now don't fear, don't worry, because I'm going away, to my father's house to prepare a place for you.
耶稣突然这样说呢，不要忧愁，我要离开，但是呢，我是去为你们预备地方。
Well, with that sentence, it knocked apart everything they were expecting.
那这一句呢，一讲出来呢，把所有的人的期待都好像推翻了。
But then he followed that with this. He said, I am going to send another comforter to stand by you.
但马上他的话一转说呢，我要差遣另外一个安慰子，一个保惠师来跟你们在一起。
Now there was a difference here. The fact of Jesus and this other comforter.
那等于说呢，耶稣自己跟这个保惠师是有分别的。
Now remember, Jesus is the God-man.
记得啊，耶稣是神的儿子。
Jesus had a physical form which bound him to the physical properties of man.
他是一个完全的神，然后也是一个啊带着人的身体啊有这个啊人的躯体的这样的一个人，完全的人。
He could not be in Jerusalem and Bethlehem at the same time.
既然他有人性呢，他没有办法在。在同时在耶路撒冷然后在伯利恒他没有办法这样子。
And those who were really getting the blessings of his presence are those that were there with him.
那真正可以得到那种确据跟主耶稣的赐福的呢事实上就是那些跟他在一起的这些人。
Now I'm sure in the other villages he was part of their conversation.
当然呢他也在另外一个村庄就是他到处在村庄当中游走。
Did you see what he did?
有人也在谈说，哎呀，你知道耶稣他做了什么事吗
？Do you know he can see again?
你知道吗？我们
talking about one of their friends.
他医治那些眼睛瞎眼的人。
But he really wasn't there.
但是呢，当我们在谈的时候呢，耶稣并不在那里。
But there was going to be a whole new expectation for those who believed in Jesus Christ.
但是除了这个我们在谈论，就是那些人在谈论之外呢，马上耶稣说保惠师要来，马上要有一个新的完全不同的一个局面出来。
A tremendous thing was about to take place.
而是呢，等于是代替了耶稣的位置，要来跟我们在一起。
And Jesus began to explain to them about this person that would be, there to comfort, to be with them, to counsel them, to even show them when they do wrong. He just came right down the line, and we can read it in his word, where he tells them exactly what this person is going to do.
那么这一位呢，耶稣所介绍这位保惠师呢，他要来安慰我们，要来教导我们，有时候要纠正我们，要带领我们进入真理。他带很清楚的解释到底他是谁。
But this wasn't going to be to large groups like he was.
那并没有像他那么大的啊。有一群那么一群就不像他的时候这样的一个情况。
He was talking to those disciples personally, and he was saying, in fact, it was going to be a personal comforter.
那基本上他这个对圣灵的解释是对他的门徒讲的。那讲的时候呢，他跟他们讲说呢，这个圣灵来的时候是你们个别的一个关系。
Now after Christ died, and he was on the Emmaus Road, he walked with two of those followers of his that didn't recognize him until they, he went into their house and began to pray, and then he vanished.
当耶稣复活之后呢，在这个以马忤斯的路上呢，碰到两个他的以前跟他在一起的门徒呢，本来不认，没有认出来他是耶稣，后来他们就认出来就祷告了。
And the one said, don't you remember how our heart...How it just enlarged, just the sweetness of His presence.
在他们跟这个复活的主对话的时候，他们这样子形容说，里面好像一股热这样子啊在燃烧。
But He was there.
耶稣在那里，所以他们有
这种。But this was a foreshadow of what He was telling them is going to happen.
但是呢，这个耶稣跟他们在一起，给他们这种心里面的复兴呢，就是以后关于圣灵要来跟我们在一起的工作。
And so the time went on when Jesus died. He rose again. He spent 40 days with them and saw many different groups. And then on the 40th day, he went out to the mountain. And there he gave them their last commission. There he let them know what they were to do. And I tell you the truth.I would have been so discouraged if I had been them.
那我们看到耶稣他受死受难，然后呢又复活，三天复活之后呢，之后他有跟很多个群体见面然后他就在最后四十天之后要离开的时候，他给这些跟随他的人的最后的这种吩咐或使命。如果我是其中之一，我可能会有一点失望。
As have you ever had your boss or your teacher tell you they wanted you to do this and it was just as clear as mud? You didn't feel like, what is he saying to do? What does he want me to do? I don't think I can do that.
有时候你会碰到这样的老师哈，他交代给你做的完成的工作或者是作业呢，你一踏就是里面的一个就是很不清楚哈，非常模糊，所以你心里就很着急，我该怎么做呢？我不会做。
Now Jesus had just said to them, I want you to go and spread the gospel first in Jerusalem, and then he went on until the uttermost part of the world.
耶稣的吩咐是说呢，你要从耶路撒冷开始呢，到各处去。
Now remember, these fellows had been so faithful that when Jesus was captured, they ran.
那这些很忠实的门徒们呢，他们忠实到个地步，当耶稣被抓的时候，全部逃光了。
Don't you think that was in their memory?
难道他们不记得这个事情吗？
And now he's asking us to do what he is doing. There's no way, no way.
耶稣已经知道说他们是逃跑的这些信徒门徒哈，但是呢，他竟然要求这群人要去做他要做的事情，这个怎么可能呢？
And Jesus knew that.
耶稣明明知道的。
He said, I want you to go and tarry in the upper room.
他说呢，你们要去祷告。
And that one I've been talking about.Is going to come.
然后那位我所讲的这一位圣灵要来。
And sure enough, it said when they got in the upper room and prayed and were all in one accord. How long do you think that would take for us here in the church to be all in one accord?
Now
all of us just in harmony, in love, looking for this that God wants us to have.
圣经很清楚告诉我们，当耶稣升天之后呢，所有的信徒就聚在一百多个人聚在这个啊半阁楼的地方呢，他们祷告到一个地步呢，心里全部的和谐，整个合在一起。要多久一个教会的弟兄姐妹才可以合一呢
？But these people in the upper room had something that was given to them that was too big, too great, too powerful. And when we get to that place, we forget everything else and we get on our face before God and cry out our need to Him.
这一群人从耶稣手上接受了一个整个那么大的关系到全世界的一个使命的时候呢，实在是超乎他们所能做的，他们只好聚在一起很恳切的来向神求助来祷告。
And when they begin to shed all those things that they felt they might be able to do and they had this and they had thatIt was all gone. They were humbled men who knew and women who knew what this great commission that he had given to them, they needed.
他们体悟到他们所接受的这个使命太大太神圣了，所以呢，他们就集合在一起，大家一起来完成这个工作。
And then it happened. Spectacular.
有件很奇妙的事情发生。
Now when Jesus came, remember there were the angels singing.
当耶稣到世上来的时候，天使唱歌，对不对
？And the wise men came from afar.
然后那些博士，那些很有智慧的人，很从东方远远的要来敬拜。
And it was a supernatural birth.
它是一个很超自然的一个生日，一个诞生。
What a tremendous event!
多么一个奇妙的一个事实。
But now the third person of the Trinity.
现在。圣灵神
The Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit.
第三位的圣灵神要来了。
Now let me tell you, this was not his first time and his first visit to the earth.
我要跟你强调一下，这不是他第一次到我们中间来。
In creation, he was there.
在创世纪的时候就已经有了。
We see him at different times when he came on people and they did extraordinary things.
不同的时间，不同的事件，我们看到神的灵在世上做很奇妙的事情。
We see the time that Saul was there and there was a group of prophets and the Spirit came and they all began to prophesy.
你会看到这个先知在那里，然后灵降下来，他们就开始讲预言。
There was Samson.Sure, he was a big guy with long hair.
你记得参孙是一个大力士，对不对？
He would have fit right into today, wouldn't he? And we see now that as he began to go out for God, he would do some extraordinary feats because the Spirit of God came upon him.
因为圣灵在他的身上的浇灌呢，他会去做一些我们平常人做不出来的事情。
So let's not say we've not heard of the Holy Spirit or whole before this time.
所以在那个时候的就使徒的时候的圣灵降临，并不是第一次圣灵的这样的一个事情。
But now when the Holy Spirit comes,He is going to come not on one person or on a small group of people. He's coming to God's people, the children of God.
不同的是，这一次圣灵的来不是只有特定几个人，而是呢，要对于神的百姓、神的信徒我们的弟兄姐妹，所有的人，神圣灵都要来跟我们。
And he's coming in an extraordinary way.
而且一样的是一个很非常奇妙的、很超然的一个方法来。
Suddenly the wind blows through.
然后我们就听到这个风的这种大响声音。
And then there's cloven tongues of fire cleansing them.
然后看到这个火舌，然后看到那种洁净的火在那里。
And they began to speak in tongues so that everybody from every nation could understand them.
他们竟然开始讲各地方的乡谈，他的方言，各地方的方言，让每一个人从哪一个地方来的人都可以听到听得清楚神的话。
And he came with power.
带着能力到我们。
Until when Peter, the one that had denied Christ and then forgiven by Christ, now spoke and 3,000 gave their hearts to Jesus.
因为圣灵的降临的能力呢，使这一位曾经三次否认耶稣、很胆小的彼得呢，在好几次的机会里面，向着三千多人来讲道，他的啊大胆的来讲道。
We call it Pentecost.
我们称那时候叫做五旬节。
For it was on the day of the feast of the Pentecost.
因为那个时候刚好是五旬节的时候。
It was the spectacular event of the Holy Spirit coming to this world to warn sinners and to comfort and keep and guide saints.
在历史上一个特定的时间，很确实的，圣灵到世上来安慰，还有内住在他的百姓的里面。
It opened this age that the Holy Spirit now was going to be the one that would be the agent to reach mankind for our Lord Jesus Christ.
打开了圣灵的来呢，打开了另外一个传福音的一页，也就是借着我们这些人要把神的道，要把福音传出去。
Time and time again, people will say, "Let's have another Pentecost."
很多人这样说哈，我们再来一个五旬节的这种迹象，好不好？
And they'll begin to pray for another Pentecost.
所以呢，就一直祷告，希望另外有一个五旬节的时候。
Well, then why don't you pray for another first Christmas?
那好不好？我们再祷告一个新的另外一个圣诞节，好吗？
Oh, you say, Sister Schwartz, that's already happened.
哎呦，那个已经发生过了嘛，怎么可能呢？
Jesus did what God wanted him to do.
耶稣做神要他做的。
Well, that first Pentecost, my friends, already has happened.
第一个五旬节的啊，这个神的这种啊工作呢，已经完成了。
He has ushered in now to work among the people of this world.
他早就已经在他的这个啊百姓当中做工了。
It's the only reason why we can spread the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个是唯一我们可以传神的福音的一个动因，一个原因。
It's the only way we know that we need God.
也因为只有圣灵才让我们知道、认识我们要需要神。
It's the only way our mind is open to spiritual things is through the Holy Spirit.
也因为只有圣灵才可以让我们整个里面的心眼能够打开来明白属灵的事情。
Now I want to talk to you as we needed a divine Savior, you and I needed a divine teacher.
当我们需要一个从天上来的圣者的这种救主的时候，同时呢，我们也需要一个从上面来的老师。
You see, we didn't know anything about anything of the religious nature.
因为呢，对于这种信仰的事情，我们什么都不知道，我们一点都不懂。
Man was born in sin.
人是在罪中生的。
Born with a tendency to sin.
而且呢，生出来就有犯罪的罪性。
Born with a mind that was going to take in all of the tendencies and all the sins and the nature of sin.
人的这种生出来这个心思意念呢，就是很容易吸收世上所有的这个罪性的东西。
But he said that the Holy Spirit was going to come. And one of the things that he was going to do, we'll find in John 14:26.
我们啊看约翰福音第十四章二十六节。首先圣灵要来做什么呢？新约约翰福音。
You can watch up here on the board. That's why I'm glad so you don't, because I may have a lot of scriptures.
二十六节，因为我们今天经节很多，所以如果你要看着上面的英文的话，那你就比较方便一点。
Now here Jesus did not call him the Holy Spirit. He did not call him the Holy Ghost. He called him the Comforter.
那这里我们谈到呢，耶稣讲到这个圣灵的时候呢，他称他叫保惠师，也就是安慰的。
And then he tells us who the Comforter is.
保惠师呢，就是父要差来的圣灵。二十六节，十四章二十六节。
Comforter for God's people, a comforter.
是为了神的百姓的安慰者。
Our own private comforter.
是你个别的安慰者。
Who knows exactly what's wrong with me and where I hurt and what matters to me, my own private comforter.
是你个别深深的知道你里面的思想，你里面的需要。你里面的心里面一些伤害的这样的一位圣灵。
He said, which is the Holy Ghost?
就是 圣灵。
He anchored it down.
在这里很清楚地告诉我们，保惠师就是圣灵。
And then he said, "Whom the Father will send in my name."
而且是借着耶稣的名被差遣的。
He will teach you all things.
他要来教我们一切的事情。
And bring all things to your remembrance.
而且让你想起以前耶稣说的话。
Whatsoever I have said unto you.
不管耶稣说过什么话，现在圣灵要来教导我们想起或明白这些话。
How this comes right to the point.
那这什么意思呢？
This is going to be for you.
那就是给你跟我的。
The Holy Ghost sent by the Father that you might know and understand and remember what I've said.
父所差的圣灵就是为你为我让我们想起耶稣的话而且能够了解神的话的。
That's why we can believe the word of God.
那就是为什么我今天信得下去神的话。
There have been many who have tried to say how could they remember all of that? How could I, you know, some of these were written 30 years maybe after. How could they remember?
很多人有这种疑惑哈。哪里会记得所有的话呢？那么久了。
Because the word of God said that holy men touched by the Holy Spirit wrote that which he wanted them to write because they remembered.
我们的疑惑或许说，这一些写圣经的人怎么可能记得那么多？那这现在就给我们解了这个疑惑，因为这些神所拣选的圣徒，然后被圣灵所感动、所启示，他就可以记得所有、想起所有他要讲
的。That's why we can have so intimate conversations throughout the Gospels of Jesus Christ because they remembered.
那就是因为我们有圣灵的提醒，我们就跟神的关系啊，对他的话有那么亲密的关系。
You know.I have known and known several, and others have told me, wonderful people of God who love the Lord, who were filled with the Spirit, but they got old.
那我听说过几个经验哈，就是有一些呢圣徒呢，他们很爱神，可是呢后来年纪大了。
And their minds couldn't keep things straight.
所以他们的这个脑筋呢就越来越老化，就没有办法搞清楚事情。
But when anybody ever came and talked about the Lord,
但是只要你来跟他讲到神的事
and began to speak about him in the Word,
只要跟他讲主
it seemed like their minds became open.
那很奇妙的他们的
a light in their eyes,
好像他们的眼睛就开了，他们的心就开了。
Remembrance,
记得想起了
of our Lord,
想起主所说的话。
You know, as I said, every one of us is ignorant in the things of God.
刚才我提过，我们大家对于神的事情说一点都不知道的。
You know, you'll never learn about God just by studying.
你绝对没有办法用研究圣经来认识神。
We have so many ignorant men that have studied their whole lives.
很多那些不认识神的人，他们全辈子都在学神的话。
They've made their theories and they found what they feel like is maybe the principles, but they have really never known the deep secrets that God wants a man to know.
甚至有一些认识神的人呢，他们认为他们认识神的人，他们用很多方法、很多解释。要来归纳出神的真理，事实上他们从来没有认识神。如果他们只用人的这种理智的话。
1 Corinthians 2:11 tells us this.
哥林多前书第二章往后面翻，约翰福音往后面翻，哥林多前书第二章。哥林多前书第二章第十一节。十一节上对哈。第十一节哈。哥林多前书第二章第十一节，我们一起来念来。除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事？像这样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。好。
So you see, there are things that only with the Holy Spirit in our lives we will ever understand.
除非神的灵来在我们里面来试透神的事，不然的话我们绝对没有办法明白神的事情。
So we see then that it is the Holy Spirit that begins to open up your mentality, your spiritual mentality, and begin to enlighten the Word of God until not only does it get here, but it gets here.
所以我们看到圣灵呢 把我们的心灵启开好，让神的话不是只有停在你的知识理性里面，可以到你的心中来。
Now I see this.
原来是这样子。
Now I understand.
我可以明白了。
I told you about the young man in the government church in China.
我可能跟你提过这个啊，三字教会里面的一个弟兄。
He came to our meeting that Saturday night.
他有一个礼拜六的下午到我们的聚会来。
And we began to preach on what the cross meant.
我们就来谈到这个十字架的工作。
A little later, he went back to his professor's house.
他就跑回去冲回去听完了传回去他的教授的家里面去。
For a long time, the professor had been trying to show him and teach him and make him to understand what it was about, and he said, I cannot.
好久的时间，他的老师呢，他的教授呢，非常热心要把福音传给他，他就是没有办法接受，没有办法明白。
He loved this professor.
他非常爱这个老师。
He wanted to understand.
他真的是想相信，想了解。
But he came into that house that night and he said to the professor, Now I understand.
直到那个晚上圣灵的光照他跟他老师说我终于明白了。
You would think it was me? No, I was just a vessel.
不要以为是我比较会讲话，不是的，我只是那个工具而已，圣灵的工具而已。
The power of the Holy Spirit rested on that boy and suddenly,It all became real and became together for him, and now he saw what Jesus and who Jesus and what he meant.
是圣灵的啊，这种能力跟工作在这个啊弟兄这个男孩子的心里面做工，好让他认识耶稣是谁，而且呢，到底对他有什么样的关系
？He's for every one of us.
这是给每一个人的。
So please don't go around telling people I can't understand God's word.
所以请你不要再有这种想法，说我没有办法明白神的话。
Now at first it's not easy.
那当然一开始不容易。
But as you keep at it,
那如果你继续的持守，
you're going to find out how the Holy Spirit begins a little here and a little there,
发现
and a little more.
And suddenly,
something becomes real to you and it comes together.
到一个地步你发现哎我真的就这样子被光照明白了。
Now this divine teacher came, as we said before, from the Father.
这个老师呢圣灵这个老师是由天父所差遣的。
You see, the Lord is very interested in our spiritual education.
主对我们的这种属灵的教育是很关心的。
And that's why he tells us the Holy Spirit is so important to you.
那就是为什么圣灵对我们的教导是很重要的。
I want you to learn of me.
因为神要我们学他的事，神要我们认识他。
I want to make the word of God alive to you.
要让神的话成为一个活的话在我们的心里面。
Sometimes it takes years, but we keep on going. We keep on learning a little more and learning a little more as a group sometimes, sometimes as an individual.
有时候是我们个别的学习，这是我一个群体的，这样一起来慢慢的学，慢慢的学，然后就起开了。
He doesn't expect us to be ignorant Christians.
他没有希望他的儿女成为这种无知的儿女。
There's two things he wants of us. He wants us to be clean.
第一个
，and he wants us to be wise.
第一个，神要我们成为一个圣洁的人；第二个，洁净的人；第二个，他要我们成为一个有智慧、聪明的人。
That has nothing to do with the human education.
那这些呢，跟人的这个地上的教育没有关系。
Now God uses the human education to advance the gospel.
当然，神可以用地上我们的受的教育来啊，来助长他的这个福音的广传。
He gives us the ability to be able to earn a living and be able to work among each other and so forth. But His real interest, my friends.Is getting you a spiritual education.
神最大的关心呢，当然他借着地上我们的需要提供我们的生活，和最大的关心呢，是希望我们可以在这个属灵里面真正得到成长，得到教育。
Now I want you to know, 1 Corinthians 2:10 tells us this. This teacher is all sufficient.
好，在这里哥林多前书刚才我们看的第二章第十节，这里告诉我们呢，圣灵呢就足够我们。可以参透万事。
There was an old man one time that was a real true Bible student.
曾经有一个这个在学圣经的一个学生。
He didn't have a whole lot of education, but oh how he sought to know the word of God.
虽然他没有受很高的教育，可是呢，他在神的话里面学习得很丰富。
His pastor learned to love him, and so he said, "I'm going to get him a set of commentaries that will help him."
那牧师就很爱这个很喜欢学习神的话的这个年轻人，就说呢，我真是想买一套这种参考的哈注释的书来给这个年轻人学神的话。
So he got them, and the man began to read them.
他就把这一套书给这个年轻人，他就开始念。
And one day the pastor came.
有一天牧师来拜访他。
He said, "How are you enjoying your commentaries?"
这个牧师就很好奇的说，你对于这些注释的书怎么样？有没有感兴趣呢？
He said, "Well, they're pretty good, but the Bible throws a lot of light on them."
那我他就说呢，这些书呢不错啦，不过呢，他们都是受圣经的光照的。
He is an all-sufficient teacher.
所以他是这一位完全可以满足我们的这一位圣灵老师。
You see, the Word of God says He gives us the deep mysteries of God.
他可以参透神奥秘的事。
That's why.There are truths that you know that the world makes fun of. They think it's foolishness. But down in our heart, we know the purposes of God.
你要知道有些人他们、就是信神的人呢总是被这个世界的人认为是傻瓜认为他们好像不聪明但是呢他们心里面有神的话的时候他们知道他们在做什么。
The world doesn't know much about unconditional love, but God has showed us.
世界上的人不懂什么叫做没有条件的爱，可是呢，在神的灵里面呢，我们知道我们被光照神的爱。
Many in the world knows little about forgiveness, but He has shown us.
外面的人不知道什么叫宽恕，可是神的灵可以教导、帮助我们明白什么叫做饶恕。
Now here comes what is an important part for us to understand.
那现在有一个重点很重要，你必须要明白。
As I told you before.The Comforter was coming for each one of us.
刚才我提到这个保惠师呢，这个圣灵是为每一个人来的。
Now I want you to notice First John. I'm sorry, John 14:17.
回到刚才的约翰第十四章，刚才啊，在哥林多前书之前，我们看的约翰第十四章 14:17. 好，十四章十七节，约翰十四章十七节。好，我们一起来念约翰十四章。第十七节，一起来，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
Now we see here that he's telling us very specifically that he's in, dwells within us.
这里很清楚地告诉你，他住在你的里面。
In this temporal body.
在这个暂时的这个身体里面
Just like with Jesus
就像耶稣一样
The Holy Spirit dwells in us
圣灵住在我们的里面
Can you tell what a wonderful experience What a wonderful thing that God did for us In sending His Spirit into each one of us
还有什么比这个让我们更兴奋的就是神的灵在我们每一个人里面住着
What's the characteristics of his teaching?
那他的教导会有什么特质呢?
He's a spirit of wisdom.
他有智慧的特质。
He's a spirit of counselor.
他有这种啊，跟你啊辅导，跟你好像一个测试，跟你商量，帮你参谋的这样的特质。
He's a spirit of knowledge.
他是知识的特质。
But surprising enough, now when we hear about God in the Old Testament, in his dispensation, as we called it, it was about God.
那当我们在了解过去关于神的时候呢，不管哪一个阶段呢，就是谈到神。
They called the name of God. Many names they gave God.
甚至提出来神的名字，他有很多他的那个名称的属性都提出来。
Now, when Jesus came, it was about Christ.
到耶稣来的时候呢，就到这个神的儿子，就是基督的时候。
Jesus Christ on the names, he was named by God. His name was constantly spoke across the areas that he traveled.
这个名字是神所取的，也是所传出去的。耶稣基督，这是神的名字。
But when it came to him,
来到圣灵的时候
，John 16:13 tells.
约翰十六章第十三节。约翰十六章第十三节这里告诉我们 只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。
Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come,
真理的圣灵,
he will guide you into all truth.
引导你,这个明白原文是进入真理。
Now Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life.
耶稣说,我是道路,真理,生命。
Now he's going to guide us into all the truth of our master.
然后圣灵来要把我们带进入啊,我们的主的里面。
For he will not speak of himself.
原来圣灵不是为他自己说话。
But whatever he hears, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come.
而原来他所听的，他就要说出来，而且呢，来把将来的事也告诉我们。
Even though this is the day of the Holy Spirit.
这是一个圣灵的时代，一个日子。
The day when he is here, when he is with us, comforting us, guiding us, counseling us.
即使是圣灵的时代，是圣灵在工作，是圣灵在安慰，是圣灵在教导。
He did not come to announce himself.
但是圣灵不是来高举他自己，来宣导他自己。
He came as an agent of Jesus Christ.
他好像成为耶稣的一个使者一样来服侍。
And when he talks, he doesn't talk about himself.
他不谈自己的。
Doesn't talk about his power.
不谈他自己的能力。
Not even his presence.
连他的那种存在他都不谈。
But he talks about Jesus.
总是谈耶稣。
He guides us in his truth.
把我们带到他的真理里面去。
He enlarges about it. He gives the
然后把我们对耶稣的认识扩大。
Deeper mysteries of God. But he does not speak of himself.
他让我们更进深的认识神，可是圣灵从来不宣导他自己。
My friend, don't you get off on a tangent where all that you look for is the Spirit. All you look for is his power. All you want is what he can give you so that your emotions can be fed and not the spirit.
所以不要到一个地步，你的信仰只到一个地步，你只要这个啊，一直把啊，要寻求圣灵，要圣灵的能力，让你的情绪可以满足，不要你的信仰变成在寻求圣灵，就是好像一直在追求崇拜这个圣灵自己。
He is the agent of Jesus Christ.
他是耶稣的一个好像一个代表者，一个使者。
He's the blessed part of the third.
是第三位神的对我们的一个福气。
He has his attributes. He has his glory. He has his work. But he said, I didn't come to talk about myself now. I'm come to lead you into Jesus Christ and into the world to come.
还有他的属性，圣灵有他的荣耀，圣灵有他的能力。可是呢，他说我来是要让你认识主，带你进入神的国。
He uses the word of God.
他用神的话。
He has not come to give any new revelation.
所以他来做光照这个启示的工作都不是新的，因为他是来让我们想起神的话。
When these men or women says, this is what the Holy Spirit gave me, this is what he gave me alone, and I'm writing this down to give to you, don't believe them.
有很多人这样说，神的灵启示我，让我写了新的一些感动，我有这些新的是圣灵新的给我的，请我们不要相信。
He has come to reveal what Jesus has said and what God is giving to him.
因为他来就是要启示我们过去已经说过的，已经给他的，让我们想起。
He gives us the gifts of the Spirit.
他也把这个圣灵的恩赐分给我们。
Paul tries to explain them to us.
保罗要跟我们解释过这个事情。
Just as the body have different parts,
就像身体有各种肢体一样。
The body of Christ has different parts.
基督的这种我们的这些弟兄姐妹的肢体也是一样。
Some are administrators.
有的人呢是在做行政方面的恩赐。
Some are evangelists.
有的人是这种布道讲道的恩赐。
Some are exhorters.
有的人是在激励的恩赐。
Some are helpers.
有的人是帮助的恩赐。
He enumerates each one of them.
他按着几亿分给每一个人他的恩赐。
And he says in 1 Corinthians 12:8.
那在格林多前书第十二章第八节。
I'm sorry, that may be wrong. Let me look at that for sure.
You mean give the gift.
12.
哥林多十二章，前书第十二章。
11. Sorry, I think I wrote that one wrong.
11?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
好，哥林多前书第十二章第十一节，接下去那句话起来，随己意分给个人的。
Now it tells us that the one that gives these is the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, as he sees best.
所以圣灵他看着我们的需要，随着自己的意思分给个人恩赐。
He tells us in the 31st verse to seek that which is excellent, more excellent.
到了这一章的尾巴的时候呢，所以呢，保罗告诉我们说，如果你要追求渴慕的话，渴慕那更美妙的。
So God the Holy Spirit, He gives to us, as we need them, the gifts.
恩赐的方面是圣灵随着己意分给个人的。
You say, well, Sister Swartz, I don't have any gifts.
或许你说，牧师啊，我没有恩赐。
Well, right now you may not see any because you're doing nothing to use one.
因为你没有去用它，所以你或许就看不出来你有什么恩赐。
I mean, it's only when we reach out to do God's work that He bestows upon us what is needed.
当你真的愿意去服侍神的工作的时候呢，然后在你需要的时候呢，神就在那里好像跟你好像助给你一样这样的一个恩赐。
The Holy Spirit is very faithful to you and I.
圣灵对我们是非常忠实、非常忠诚的。
And we often hear that phrase being filled.With the Spirit.
我们常常、听到这句话叫做圣灵的充满。
Do you know what it means to be filled?
什么意思你知道吗？
I don't like a half a cup of coffee.
那比如说呢，我不喜欢、half.
Half.
我不喜欢拿端一杯半杯的咖啡。
Actually, I don't even like it in a little cup.
那我也不想不喜欢那种小杯子。
When I get a cup of coffee, I want it pretty full.
所以我要一个大杯子装满满的一杯咖啡。
And when it is full, it is filled with coffee.
所以你可以很清楚的说，这个装这一杯呢，满充满着咖啡。
And when God says through His Word that we are to be filled with the Spirit, what's got to happen?
所以所谓的圣灵要充满是什么意思呢？
There's no room for self.
意思是说呢，不再有任何其他的地步可以装自己了。
When anything is filled, it's filled.
任何一个器皿充满就是充满，没有其他的。
Brothers and sisters, I love you to death. I really miss you.
我告诉你，我离开的时候，我非常的。
But you've got to face it. Jesus kept saying.I must be the center of your life. I must be the Lord. I must have full charge.
弟兄姐妹们，当我啊不在这里，我真的很想念你们，我爱你们，但是我要你们一定要面对一个事实，就是说我必须要让主完全来掌我生命的权，就是我自己不能再做主了。
God said,
神要是中心。
I am a jealous God. There should be nothing before me.
因为神是那一位忌邪嫉妒的神，因为呢，在他以外不能有别
的。And now the Holy Spirit said, be filled with me.
所以圣灵来说呢，你要把我充满在你，让容许我充满在你的里面，没有别的了。
There has to come a time in our life when we're willing to let Him take over our lives.
到一个地步，你的生命呢，要完全让他掌权，你不再有自己了。
My friend that I stayed with this week, I worked with her. We were very good friends.
上一周我跟她在一起的这位同工呢，是我们很好的两个同工姐妹。
She knew me through the struggles in my life.
那她也知道我过去怎么样在生命中有一些挣扎。
The times I held on to myself.
我自己呢一直这样啊撑着。
It basically came to the fact that I didn't know how to trust.
到一个地步呢，我好像谁都信任不了。
She would tell me every once in a while, God brings you right up to it, and you move aside.
偶尔呢，她就会告诉我说呢，神把你带到这个地步，然后我说我们会自己会挪开。
That's what happens to us.
那就是为什么我们今天有这样的问题。
Many times if we're not
很多时候
我们离开了神，把我们带到了那个地步。
God brings something in our lives.
神把一些事情啊带到你的生命中来。
Suddenly we see our failures, we see ourselves, we see what's happened.
你就看到有面对自己的啊里面的真实的我，还有我们的失败，还有我们的问题。
It's God's place to say, "Here, child, this is you. That's why you need to let go of yourself and let the Holy Spirit fill your life."
所以神是借着这些。情境要告诉你说，你就是这样，你需要圣灵来充满你。
But instead,
但是我们没有这样子。
We begin the blame game.
我们开始做这种责怪的游戏。
It's my mother's fault.
都是我爸爸，都是我妈妈。
It's at work. It's their fault. The way they act.
都是他们的事情，都是他们的问题。
In the church, we begin to say, "It's the preacher. It's this one. It's that one. It's the deacons. It's this."
是哪一个执事是谁的问题
？When all God wants you to do is say, "Yes, Lord, I know it's me. Please take care of me and fill me with
God." 当你面对问题的时候，神在跟你呼喊的是让你看到你的问题，然后说：“主啊，我要你来充满我。”
And then you will have something that the world cries for.
然后你就会有一个完全属于主的一个领域
，peace.
那就是基督的平安在你心里面做主平安。
Jesus didn't give them long lives when he left.
耶稣没有说，耶稣没有说我要赐给你们长寿。
He didn't give them wealth.
他没有说我要赐给你们财富。
He said, "You may not have, you know, the birds of the air like with me. They had their nests, but you may not even."
耶稣甚至说呢，这个鸟都有巢，湖里有洞，我是没有的。
But you know what he did?
但是他说什么
？He went in there after his resurrection, and he breathed on them.
在他复活之后呢，他把那个气，那个圣灵呢。赐给门徒。
And he said, my peace I give unto you.
他说我把我的平安赐给你们。
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 赞美主。
That's what takes us through the times and the storms within life and be able to go with a peace in our hearts.
这个平安会带着我们经过所有人生的风暴，然后在这个里面安息。
There may not be any, what shall I say, we'd be hurting.Circumstances is crushing us.
有时候伤害好像在压制
我们。All of these things are coming in on us.
很多事情在下来，好像要把我们压碎了。
But somehow, like Job, looking through it all, he says, "I know my Redeemer liveth."
但是，就像约伯举起他的眼睛向上说，我知道我的救赎主是活着的。
If I could write it on a rock with a pen.I know my Redeemer.
约伯很肯定的说，如果我可以用铁笔来。
And someday I shall stand before him.
镌刻在这个石头上面的话，我要告诉你，我的救赎主是活着的。就有一天，我要跟他面对面站在面前。
The world cries for it. We look for it, but it comes in yielding ourselves to God, giving it to Him, let Him take care of it, and allow that peace to help us through the situation.It may not stop, but His peace will go with us.
即使这个情境没有停止，但是我们知道，我们都知道，我们要寻求神。但是呢，你愿意把你自己完全的啊，献在神的面前，摆在他面前，你一定会经过这些人生的困境。
I must stop because of what we're having afterwards. But
今天我们有特别的。
Can we bow our heads in prayer?
啊，所以我要在这里啊停下来，让我们一起来祷告。
Father.This morning, as the Holy Spirit deals with us and speaks to us,
今天早上天父啊，圣灵对我们说话
，and comforts us,
安慰我们
，and shows us mysteries of God,
也启示给我们神你自己的深奥的事情。
We want you to know we thank you.
我们要跟你说，我们谢谢你。
We thank you for making Jesus so real to us.
谢谢你让耶稣基督在我们的生命里面那么的真实。
Thank you for just Lord being with us.
谢谢你跟我们同在。
And may everyone here, all of our brothers and sisters, experience that peace and that commitment to you.
愿我们在座的每一个弟兄姐妹真是体验到什么是你的平安，而且愿意把自己完全的献上。
We pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉耶稣的名。Amen.
Amen.